the series on worship, week 5, betrothal. Day 5, the correspondence of betrothal. And I will betroth thee to me for eternity, and I will betroth thee to me in justice and in judgment, and in mercy and in compassions. Hosea chapter 2, verse 19. Apocalypse Revealed 688, number 2. Since the Lord is the divine good and the divine truth, and since by judgment is signified the divine truth, and by justice the divine good, therefore in many passages where the Lord is spoken of, justice and judgment are mentioned. Arcana Celestia 31:32. The conjunction of divine good and divine truth in the Lord is the very divine marriage from which is the heavenly marriage, which is likewise a marriage of good and truth. From this also comes conjugal love. Hence it is that where marriage is treated of in the Word, in the internal sense there is signified the heavenly marriage, which is that of good and truth, and in the supreme sense, the divine marriage, which is in the Lord. Therefore, nothing else is here meant by the marriage between Isaac and Rebekah. The conjunction of good and truth is the marriage itself, but the initiation is the betrothal, or the state preceding marriage. But the state that precedes betrothal is what is here described. As in this state, it is within the power of the maiden to be betrothed, and afterwards as a wife to be conjoined with a husband, so it is within the power of the affection of truth to be initiated into divine truth, and in this manner to be conjoined with divine good. And further, in the first affection, and afterwards in every affection of truth with the Lord, there was inmostly the divine good itself and the divine truth itself, because there was Yehovah himself. From this came the power that is here treated of. Divine Love and Wisdom, number 402. Love, or the will, prepares a house or bridal chamber for its future married partner, which is wisdom or the understanding. In the created universe and in each of its particulars, there is a marriage of good and truth, and this is so because good is of love, and truth is of wisdom, and these two are in the Lord, and out of him all things are created. How this marriage comes into existence within man may be seen mirrored in the conjunction of the heart with the lungs. Since the heart corresponds to love or good, and the lungs to wisdom or truth. From that conjunction it can be seen how love or the will betroths to itself wisdom or the understanding, and afterwards weds it, that is, enters into a kind of marriage with it. Love betroths to itself wisdom by preparing for it a house or bridal chamber, and marries it by conjoining it to itself by affections, and afterwards lives wisely with it in that house. How this is cannot be fully described except in spiritual language, because love and wisdom, consequently will and understanding, are spiritual. And spiritual things can indeed be expressed in natural language, but can be perceived only obscurely, from a lack of knowledge of what love is, what wisdom is, what affections for good are, and what affections for wisdom, that is, affections for truth, are. Yet the nature of the betrothal and of the marriage of love with wisdom, or of will with understanding, can be seen by the parallel that is furnished by their correspondence with the heart and lungs. What is true of these is true of love and wisdom so entirely that there is no difference whatever, except that one is natural and the other spiritual. Thus it is evident from the heart and lungs that the heart first forms the lungs, and afterwards joins itself to them. It forms the lungs in the fetus and joins itself to them after birth. The heart does this in its abode, which is called the breast, where the two are camped together, separated from the other parts of the body by a partition called the diaphragm and by a covering called the pleura. So it is with love and wisdom, or with will and understanding. Questions number 1. As we have seen, the Isaac and Rebekah story in Genesis 24 contains within it teachings about betrothal, as it applies between a man and a woman in the context of conjugal love, as it applies to the will and the understanding in the context of regeneration, and as it applies to the Lord in the context of His glorification. Do these different focuses help or confuse your understanding of betrothal? Number 2. How does Divine Love and Wisdom 402 help us understand the different qualities that men and women bring to marriage? Number 3. How does Divine Love and Wisdom fit together with Conjugal Love 393, which says, "The sphere of conjugal love is received by women, and through women is transferred to men, and this because women are born loves of the understanding of men, and the understanding is a recipient."